what do you get if you cross the rock star physicist Brian Cox with Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys? You get beautiful songs that are literally about science, and the musician that makes them is Charlie Marshall, Harmony and the Helix. You might say he's a musical science teacher whose new album, Sublime, boldly goes where few rock albums have gone before, from quantum mechanics to Gaia theory. Charlie's songs range across metaphysics, science, and ecology. Jeff Wood investigates.
Oh, hi, I'm Charlie Marshall, and I'm a rock musician and science teacher from Melbourne.
So they tell you there's no purpose, and it all comes down to chance.
I have a great job. I'm really more like a science inspirer because I go to different schools every day and just do really intense sessions, hands-on sessions with kids, basically to inspire them about science. And it works. I teach in primary schools, I should say, which possibly makes it even more fun. And kids at that age, they have so much natural curiosity. If you, you know, present them with a bit of science wonder, they just lap it up.
So we're living in a jungle, and it's red in tooth and claw, and we're dying without knowing what the hell we came here for. But the social Darwinists were just out to kick the weak. We can be materialists, and it's not all bleak out.
If Brian Cox was able to make an album, he might make an album like this. If he had as much musical nous as Brian Wilson, perhaps that was the idea of that. Because it, as Brian Cox does in his documentaries, it's about the wonders of the universe, or the wonders of the universe, as Brian might say. And yes, it's actually a concept album. The first side's about physics, so it's about the universe, how it works. And the second side's ecology, which is about our planet. Two of the main areas I'm really interested in are subatomic physics. I like what goes on in the Large Hadron Collider. And the stuff they find out about that relates to cosmology, Big Bang theory, theories of the universe as a whole, like this absolute smallest scale connects to the largest scale. And to me, that's beautiful. And it's mysterious and it's wonderful. And in a way, you could say it's almost spiritual.
It's a very philosophical take on the natural world, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I've always been interested in philosophy and science. The science that excites me the most is the science that really touches on, like I say, wonder, particularly things like astronomy and cosmology, the you know, story of how the universe has developed, and mystery. Science can really ask questions that really get into the heart of some of the really big mysteries of the universe, and this is possibly where it, you know, has some similarities to religion, because it can ask really big questions and it can do a really good job of finding answers to them, but then sometimes it runs up against things where we just say, well, that's a mystery for now, and that's really interesting and exciting as well. Some of the more philosophical songs, there's one called Not a Cruel Machine, which actually does touch on religion and science, and it's about how wonderful I find a scientific worldview, a way of looking the world that in fact shows a lot of beauty and, as we said before, connectivity in the world. Some people find science sort of does the opposite for them. It takes out all the wonder and the soulfulness and spirituality from the world. But that song's about trying to show the other side of that.
You refer to the British evolutionary biologist Richard Dawkins. Some of his ideas are on the album. Now, Dawkins, who gave us the concept of the meme, is a pretty militant atheist. But to me, that doesn't really describe your worldview.
No, I mean, I love Richard Dawkins. I love reading his books. Unweaving the Rainbow is my favourite book of his, and that actually inspired that song I was just talking about, Not a Cruel Machine. It's about how the poet Keats, when he first heard about Newton describing light as different wavelengths of the colours of light as different wavelengths. He thought he destroyed the poetry of the rainbow. So Dawkins does a whole book on that, which is brilliant. But no, I'm not a militant atheist. I prefer to come at it the other way and sort of show what are the similarities between my worldview and a more traditionally spiritual religious worldview, because they are both about asking similar questions. You know, like I said at the start, some of the deeper questions. One song on my album called Curious Minds, it starts off, I've been wondering how we got here and how are we all alone? And they're two questions that are at the centre of a lot of religion.
I've been wondering how we got here.
Science and religion are both attempts to understand how the world works. And for that reason, I think, you know, they're in many ways motivated by similar desires. And they can ask similar questions like, where do we come from? Are we all alone in the universe? I think there are great similarities. But for myself, I prefer the scientific way of trying to answer those questions.
I've been watching the light that moves so swiftly across the sky.
Charlie Marshall and the Curious Minds. They launched their new album Sublime in June in Melbourne, and there'll be a national tour to follow. Jeff Wood reporting. RN, God forbid.